Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Never in your wildest dreams did you ever think the FBI would be caught red-handed spying on sitting United States senators. But it just happened, and the legacy media is completely silent about it. What I'm about to show you is so much bigger than Watergate, bigger than any previous intelligence agency scandal, and it proves literally everything we've been saying about the deep state weaponization of government agencies. And it was all led by the same far-left prosecutor who tried to destroy Donald Trump. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how they got caught. We're going to see the mass firings that have ensued. And we're going to see how the dismantling of the deep state is finally happening. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far-left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that's happening all over the world precisely because of you. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. All right, so here's what we know from the explosive FBI documents that Senator Chuck Grassley just released. The FBI targeted 8 Republican senators and 1 congressman through what was called their Arctic Frost operation. Now, Operation Arctic Frost was a comprehensive FBI investigation that began on April 13th, 2022, and it targeted the senators who Democrats and FBI agents accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The operation was led and supervised by none other than Special Counsel Jack Smith in his blatant attempt at weaponizing the law against then-presidential candidate Donald Trump. In the process of that weaponization, the FBI, without any warrants, obtained data from the phone records of 8 Republican senators and 1 representative. So the senators included Lindsey Graham, Josh Hawley, Ron Johnson, Tommy Tuberville, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, Cynthia Loomis, and Marsha Blackburn, plus Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania. Now, of course, every single one was a Republican. Every single one supported President Trump. Every single one questioned the blatant and well-documented irregularities of the 2020 election. But here's what's truly chilling. They didn't just grab their phone records. They collected what's called tolling data from January 4th through January 7th of 2021. So obviously those dates bookended J6. So the tolling data showed when calls were made, who they called, how long they talked, and most disturbing of all, their exact locations during those calls. The FBI was literally tracking sitting U.S. senators like criminals. And they did this without proper FISA warrants. They did it without probable cause. They did it without following the constitutional protections and protocols that are supposed to prevent exactly this kind of government overreach. And this was the same operation that involved investigations of approximately, get this, 92 Republican organizations and individuals, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, and even the RNC itself, the Republican National Committee. Now, keep in mind, this is the same FBI, the Biden-run FBI, that refuse to even recognize Antifa, let alone investigate them. I mean, let that hit you. I mean, you have a bona fide terrorist, domestic terrorist organization that they refuse to even recognize as existing, let alone investigate. They were too busy investigating and harassing law-abiding conservatives. They were too busy spying on traditional Catholic parishes because they were supposedly bastions of far-right extremism. That's how horrifically the FBI was weaponized under the bumbling Biden regime. And of course, the legacy media served as cheerleaders for it. They loved it. But it gets worse. These records were hidden in what the FBI calls prohibited access files. That's a special filing system designed to keep documents away from most FBI agents. They knew this was so illegal, so blatantly unconstitutional, that they had to hide it from their own people. And again, it bears repeating here, who was behind all of this? Who was the one orchestrating the swamp of corruption? It was none other than Jack Smith, the same partisan prosecutor hack who spent years trying to destroy Donald Trump with bogus charges that all got dismissed after Trump won the election in a landslide. This is the same man who admitted that he was looking for ways to keep these communications and use them against Republicans and bring down the Republican Party. Make no mistake, that was the Democrats' goal in all of this. They and the legacy media teamed up to try to exploit J6, which now more and more appears to have been another FBI covert operation, bring about precisely this kind of Arctic Frost probe. They exploited this to bring down both Trump and the Republican Party. They were so freaked out about the possibility of Trump making a political comeback that they literally tried to obliterate the very political party by which he would launch that comeback. And so needless to say, the legacy media has completely ignored this revelation, this exposure of Arctic Frost. CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, all crickets. And of course, it's because they were complicit in all of this. They spent 4 years serving as the mouthpiece for the Democrats and the FBI, screaming about Trump, supposedly threatening democracy. But then when actual proof emerges of the government illegally spying on elected officials, these same legacy media outlets are nowhere to be found. And that's, of course, because the legacy media masquerades as objective journalism, when in reality, they're just agenda-driven activism wrapped up in the appearance of news. These narratives aren't designed to inform, they're designed to manipulate, leaving millions of people worldwide wondering, where on earth can we turn for the truth? Now, fortunately, there is a solution. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources that not only make it easy to understand what's happening, but they actually expose the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over 1 million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. I have to say my favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. For example, here's a story barely getting any traction on the left. ICE has arrested more than 800 people in Illinois during Operation Midway Blitz. Now, among those taken into custody was a Honduran national who had already been deported 5 freaking times. Federal agents had also raided a massive Chicago building complex taken over by the violent Tren de Aragua gang. I mean, the corporate media is silent because the truth is Trump's crackdown is working. And it's exposing just how dangerous these sanctuary city policies really are. Now, of course, the right ignores stories, too. But with Ground News, you get the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. I mean, it's literally everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features I personally use for just $5 a month. Visit them at ground.news/Steve. Click the link in the description or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. In many ways, Arctic Frost is the modern version of J. Edgar Hoover's comparable operation known as COINTELPRO. It's an abbreviation of counterintelligence program. And intelligence, it was an illegal surveillance program that spied on people like Martin Luther King and other Americans the government deemed as threats. Except this time, the threat was simply being a Republican senator who supported the incumbent president and was deeply concerned, as tens of millions of voters were, about the integrity of that 2020 election. Now, keep in mind, 4 million voters have since mysteriously disappeared, right? They didn't show up in 2024. That's a lot of voters missing. And of course, no one seems to explain why. Well, the nefarious ramifications for all of this are obvious. If they're spying on sitting U.S. senators, what do you think they're willing to do to regular Americans like you and me? If they'll violate the constitutional rights of the most powerful Republicans in the country, how far will they go to silence conservative voices everywhere? Now, the good news is that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel are exposing all of this. They found the documents, they briefed the senators, and now, as a result, dozens of FBI agents involved in this illegal operation have been permanently fired. In addition, Kash has dismantled the entire CR-15 public corruption unit at the Washington Field Office, which was involved in the surveillance operation. In fact, Kash described the CR-15 squad as the unit that actually led the weaponization at the Washington Field Office. So he has admittedly blown up CR-15. It's now in ruins. And as such, we are seeing in real time the dismantling of the heart of the deep state. So this is why the establishment is so terrified in all this, because they are recognizing that Trump 2.0 isn't playing games anymore. This is exactly why President Trump won in the landslide. Americans are absolutely sick and tired of a two-tiered justice system where Democrats can spy on Republicans and American citizens with impunity, while conservatives get prosecuted for questioning very suspect elections. The deep state overplayed their hand, and now they're being exposed for who they really are. Senator Cynthia Lummis is already exploring criminal charges against everyone involved in Arctic Frost. Pam Bondi promised a thorough investigation. Kash Patel, Dan Bongino are actively cleaning house inside the FBI to make sure this never happens again. Make no mistake, this is so much bigger than Watergate. I mean, think about it. Think about, at least Nixon's people had to break into the DNC headquarters. These FBI criminals used the full power of the federal government to spy on their political enemies from the inside. No break-in necessary. The swamp is deeper than we ever imagined, but the good news is that finally, we have a president who's draining it for real. Hey gang, quick question. Do you miss my short videos? You know, the fast hits, the bold truths in under 60 seconds? Well, I've heard from so many of you who love those clips. I'm bringing them back in a big way. I just launched a brand new channel called Turley Clips. It's all short form every day. I'm posting powerful, shareable, hope-filled truth bombs that will fire you up and shake the system. So if you've been craving those quick hits of sanity, you need to be on this channel. Subscribe to Turley Clips right now. Send it to friends and family as well. Please share it abroad, and I can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.